Intervju Radija Študent.
Drago poslušalstvo, obeta se intervju na Radio Študent z legendarnim rockabilly, psihobilly bandom Bad Mobile. Telefon bo potekal po telefonu z Jarunom, kitaristom trija, ki prihaja, ki je na poti v Slovenijo, in pričakujemo klic v parih minutah. Hello.
Hello.
Ja, skupina. We are on the air.
Okay. On the air. Okay.
Yes.
Potem pa ti dam Jaruna. Ej, čau.
Čau, thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Jarun. Here's Brane.
Hello.
How are you? You are on the road. You are already in Slovenia.
Yeah, we just passed the border, I think.
Yeah.
And now we're just in Slovenia 5 minutes ago.
How do you feel here? How's the countryside?
Yeah, very nice.
Very
much
nice.
Prettier than Italy.
Yeah? Is this your first time?
Yeah, it's our first time in Slovenia.
And you are coming to Ljubljana. You will have exclusive gig on Metelkova. Tell me, how come you don't play very much nowadays?
No. We don't play much, you mean?
Yes.
We are old and lazy people, mm-hmm. like you also have in Slovenia, I just heard from Skabina. And because we are so lazy, we don't want to play more than one show a month.
Yes, but you are quite a legendary band.
Yeah.
How would you compare your beginnings and gigs today?
Oh well, I think for us it still feels like the thing we did 25 years ago. So
mm-hmm.
And the audience, well, the funny thing is, audience grows; they grow with you when you play long enough. So there are still people that came to see us 25 years ago. We still meet them at shows, and they also, like us, became daddies and old and fat. But there are the last few years there have been quite a lot of new and young people who are becoming interested in Batmobile and in psychobilly. So there's quite a big new scene out there.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
great. Why
yeah.
do you think that rockabilly and psychobilly audience is so loyal? I mean,
I know what you mean. I think there are not too many bands in psychobilly, and I think a lot of people like being a part of a small and a little bit of an obscure scene, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're and it's just fun, you know. It's music that's meant to be about laughing, drinking, having fun with your mates.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something that a lot of people like to experience when they're 20 and when they're 40 as well.
How would you compare rockabilly scene in the 80s, 90s and now? Maybe in Holland and all over the world.
The interest in our music has traveled all over the world. When we first started out, it was mainly a British scene. Yeah, we've played a lot in Britain. Then it flew over to the mainland in Europe. So we played a lot of shows in Germany and in France
and
Japan after that.
Yeah.
So the scene traveled all over the world, I think, and now it's pretty big in America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big reason that are a lot of new bands coming from America and a lot of kids getting interested again in the old bands as well. So, but I think when you have a hall with young people and you have a music with a lot of energy, it doesn't. That's not a big difference between now and 10 years and 20 years ago.
But I heard, I hope I'm not wrong, that actually you quite hate psychobilly. Do you consider yourself as a rockabilly band or psychobilly or something between?
It's all just a label that people put on your music. I don't mind being called psychobilly, but the problem we had with psychobilly is that there are a very large number of very shitty bands that were linked and still are linked to this scene.
In what sense?
We always said we play rock and roll or rockabilly, and that But you know, when you play rockabilly and you play it with more energy and a little bit more speed, people tend to call it psychobilly. Well, I don't mind.
So Jeroen, you are a great guitar player. Yes, and do you have any tips for beginners?
That's funny because we were just called by a beginning guitar player a few hours ago, and we were talking about.
Yeah.
What are good tips when you start playing guitar? I think a main thing is try to find a sound that suits you, and buy a good gear, buy a good guitar, buy a good amplifier that really makes you happy to look at and happy to play on. And it's just a matter of play, and as much as you can, and play live as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And one day you find out that you actually can get better, you know.
Can you tell me some more about your influences on your music and style of playing?
Personally, I like I collect everything from Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
which period?
Yeah, that's pretty much a big influence on me personally, and also in the way I like to perform and stuff like that. But musically, we take influences from many, many different kinds of music. We like Motorhead, we like The Jam, we like ska music, we like old rockabilly music. There are a lot of different influences.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can also hear that, I think, in the choice of covers we play and in the different directions Batmobile has taken in recording albums as well. So we take different kind of influences, and when you put it in Batmobile, well, you get all kinds of sounds.
What would you say about the B music idea? Where does it come from?
Well, that came about, well, more than 10 years ago. We really got fed up a bit with psychobilly, and we tried to give a new sound to what we were doing, and we introduced the Batmobile sound with the electric bass, and we were experimenting with the sound a bit. So we introduced B music because we thought it was appropriate to have our own kind of music. So B music was about Batmobile music, was about bad music played by bad people for bad people. So it was all fun, and I think B music is still a good way to describe what we stand for.
Mm-hmm. You actually recorded almost 15 albums, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
And I would ask you, what album do you like most in your collection?
Well, that's a hard one. I like different albums because of different reasons. You know, I like our first album because it was a chance to play in all kinds of countries.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the album to listen to, you know. I like the Dynamite album to listen to. I like that sound. But I also like the album Amazons from Outer Space because it sounds like weird rockabilly that I really love listening to from the old artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
Our latest album, we did an album a few months back with Peter Pan Speedwork from Holland.
Cross Contamination.
I think the sound of the songs we played there is very, very good. So there are all different kinds of albums that I like for different reasons.
But would you agree that you are in the last decade much more gig band, concert band, than you are not walking a lot in the studio? And why?
I think the best Batmobile is the live Batmobile, so I agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the album, it's always difficult to try and record something that adds to the live sound, you know? When you play live, you have three guys, a lot of energy, you also have the visual aspect. But when you have an album, you have to add something through which the album stays interesting to listen to a lot of times. So every album, we try to create a different sound, we try to put in different influences. So that's why every album sounds differently. And I think that was a big... that was always a goal for us. When we try to record a new album, we try to record it with a different sound.
Can you tell me more about your split between 2000 and 2003? Why did you split?
Well, I think late 90s we just thought that the band wasn't growing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The scene was declining as well, you know, it went very bad with psychobilly as a whole. And we, I think we just thought it wasn't too exciting anymore to do more of the same shows we have been doing for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
So we thought it was enough. Also, we had different work. We had a lot of, we started our own businesses, so we had a lot of other things to do.
Yeah.
We also started families, so there were a lot of personal things as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it was a good idea just to quit back then.
Mm-hmm.
But after a short while, like almost 2.5-3 years, a friend of us asked if we would do one more return gig, one more comeback gig.
Yeah.
And we realized that we really missed playing live. So for us, that was a reason to be to go back on the road again.
So, do you have any new material? Can we expect no new recordings?
Yeah, we have a lot of new material. We don't have much time to record.
Yeah.
But there is still a lot of material to be recorded. So I hope maybe in late this year or maybe early next year, there will be a chance to be in the studio again to do some new material.
So what can we expect tonight? Some older stuff or newer stuff or something between?
I think it's a mix between old classics and a few new stuff again. But the shows we do the last few months are mainly consisted with old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people really love, and especially the young kids, really love to hear us play the old stuff again.
Yeah.
So we do. Every show we think about which songs we do. So I think before tonight, we'll be in the dressing room and we will put together a great set list for all you people to hear the old classics.
Do you have any special messages for our audience before the gig?
before the gig, well, I really was hoping to learn about something about Slovenia.
Yeah.
I really hope to hear what were the special things about Slovenia. So maybe tonight some people can come up to us and talk about it, about that. Because Kabina was very hesitant to talk about Slovenian special things.
Uh-huh.
And I hope people tonight will have a great time. We'll put everything on stage, what we have, and we will just have a blast.
Okay, so thank you very much for this interview. I wish you great gig tonight, and we will see you on Metalcore.
Great, thank you for having us.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ok, drago občinstvo, Radija Študent, tole je bil intervju z Bad Mobile, ki nocoj nastopajo skupaj s Slovenci, 8 Bomb, mislim, da ob 21. uri na Metelkovi, v Menzi pri Koritu. To bo zanesljivo specialen, rockabili, psihobili, žur in priporočam, tega se ne zamuja kar tako. Čau!